The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Haboim, today we're going to be learning Simon Mem Aleph, the Kitzur calls Hilchas Betzias HaPas uBirkas HaMotzi. The halachas of Betzias HaPas literally means breaking bread, opening up the bread and cutting it, and the bracha of HaMotzi on that bread. Let's see halacha Aleph. Alechem gomer shuhum echameshas mineg dagon. On a bread which is made from the five types of grain, which is wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. Mevarch on the fun of Hamotzi, we make the bracha before that Hamotzi. Ula acharav birkas hamazon. Make the bracha afterwards, birkas hamazon, on bread which is eaten as the main staple of a meal, the bracha is Hamotzi and birkas hamazon. The kitzur adds in the brackets, in some editions of the kitzur, din pasa ba bekistin yivor besimin memches. In simin memches, later, the kitzur talks about pasa ba bekistin, a bread which is more like a snack, like a cake or a cracker. Or a pie, but a bread which is not none of those. A bread which is made plain. It's not sugary. It's not sweetened. It's made for the main staple of the meal. The bracha is hamotzi and birkas hamazon. Let's see halacha beis. Yesh li zohar shlo lahafsik b'netilas yadayim lahamotzi. One should be careful not to make an interruption between netilas yadayim and hamotzi. Not to talk. Not to speak between the Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi or some other activity which is considered a hafsik to be an interruption. However, he is allowed to answer Amen on a bracha that he hears, even though normally he shouldn't speak between the Netilas Yadayim and the Hamotzi. But if he heard someone making a bracha, let's say, for example, someone made a bracha of on the Netilas Yadayim after him or any other bracha, he's allowed to answer Amen on any bracha between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. The Kitzur continues, Ushiya kidei hilach chav beis amos. If one waits the amount of time it takes to walk 22 amos, some approximate that amount of time as being around 12 seconds. So waiting this amount of time that it takes to walk 22 amos, omi bayis labayis afila hilach ma'at, or if one went from one house to another, he went from his house to a neighboring house, even though it was less than 22 amos, less than that distance. It's somewhere between 33 and 44 feet. Again, it takes approximately 12 seconds to walk that. So either that amount of time of walking 22 amos or going from two houses, even less than that distance of 22 amos. V'chim diber mash'in l'tzarchei asuda. And also if he spoke, he talked about things that are not necessary for the suda, things that are not relevant to the meal. Mikri hefsik. These are all considered to be an interruption. Ideally, a person should not do any of these things. He shouldn't talk. He shouldn't go from one house to another, and he should not wait, ideally, the amount of time it takes to walk 22 amos, again, around 12 seconds, ideally, if it's possible. Because it continues, ubudyevid im hefsik les lanba. After the fact, if he made this interruption, it's not a problem. It wouldn't necessitate making another bracha, meaning even if he spoke, not just if he waited, even if he talked after the Netilas Yadayim, he would not need to make another bracha. As long as he didn't do an activity in between, as long as he didn't engage in some activity that took his mind away from watching his hands, from being careful with his hands that they should remain clean. Or if he talked for a long period of time, if he got into a prolonged conversation between the Netilas Yadayim and the Hamotzi, that would be considered to be a removal of his watchfulness of being careful with his hands, if he involved himself in an activity or he got into a long conversation. He would need to wash again. So even if he said a few words or he waited a short time, that would not necessitate a new Netilas Yadayim. If he waited for a long time by getting involved in some activity or a long conversation that would require another tilis adayim, because then he's considered to not be careful with his hands throughout that activity or conversation. Let's see halacha gimel. But say hapas b'makom hamuvchar shabah. He has to slice the bread, open up the bread at the most choice place of the bread, mipnei kavod habracha, because that's considered to be kavod, respect for the bracha, to cut it from the most choice place. Vamuvcharu hamakom hakasha, the most choice place of the bread is a place that got baked the best. Shisham nefehitiv, there it got baked the most. Vamakom shekineged hamizbaka, that's the place opposite the place that cracks. If you imagine a bread that has like a crack, or it opens up sort of on the top, the place opposite that on the bottom is considered to be the place that it got baked the best. Because in the place that the bread starts baking, the dough is pushed, there's pressure on that part of the dough. Until the opposite side splits open. That we look at it that the let's call it the bottom part is the place where it's baking most. And that's why the top part splits open, because of the pressure put from the bottom through the top. So therefore the bottom part of the bread is considered to be the most choice part of the bread in terms of its baking. This only applies if there was differences in how the bread was baked. If the bread was baked uniformly, then really one could cut from any part of the bread as long as it's all considered to be equally well baked. Let's see the continuation of the kitzur. Ach zaken, however, an old person, shekasha lo leachol pas kasha, it's difficult for him to eat a hard bread. It's hard for him to chew a harder part of the bread. Yivitza b'makom arach, he should cut it from the softer part, which is easier for him to chew. Now the kitzur continues, "Umehiyos ki in lahafsik b'shas hachitoch," being that one should not have an interruption at the time of the cutting, "Bein birkas hamotzi la'achila," between the hamotzi and the eating, he shouldn't interrupt between the bracha and when he eats the bread. "Al kein chotech ma'at saviv hapas," therefore he should cut a little bit around the bread. Cut a circle around the bread, ke'en tabas, like a ring. He should cut a ring that circles around the entire bread. Then now he sort of opened up the crust of the bread. But he shouldn't make it a complete cut. The kitzur explains, be'inyan shim yechos beprusa, it should be such a cut that if you would hold the part that he cut, let's call it, there's a ring inside that he cut, and the part outside the cut. So if he'd hold that circle inside the area that he cut, ta'ala kol hakikar imar, that would bring up the entire piece of bread. Meaning, if you would hold this, let's say that inside part of the bread, if you would hold it just from that inside part, the bread wouldn't separate. The bread is still considered to be attached, as long as when he holds the part that was the inside part that was cut, or the smaller piece that was cut, the rest of the bread is still connected. It remains connected when he holds the smaller piece. The bigger piece remains connected with it. That's considered to still be a shalim, to still be one whole loaf of bread. Shimlokin choshev kiprusa, because otherwise, if you would hold the smaller piece, the bigger piece would break off. That's considered to be a sliced bread. If the bread doesn't hold together in such a way that by holding the smaller piece, the bigger piece breaks off, it's like the bread was broken already. Vanan bi'inan shivarech berkas hamotzi ba'ot she'apas shlema. We are required to make the bracha of hamotzi when the pas is still shalem, the pas is still whole. Ideally, if the bread is whole, he should keep it whole, keep it intact, and not cut it to the point that it becomes a prusa, that it becomes a sliced bread. V'yanichena mechuberes lepas, you should leave it attached to the bread, that part inside that he cut around. He should make the bracha of hamotzi. The kitzur is just explaining that even though he wants to open up the bread a little bit to make it easier to cut, but he shouldn't cut it to the point that it's considered to be sliced bread. So he cuts in such a way that when he holds the part inside that he cut around, still it remains attached to the rest of the bread. The kitzur continues, v'achas shesiyim habracha, after he finishes the bracha, Yafridena, he should only separate it after he's finished with the bracha. Kedei shetich lehabracha ba'ot she'apas shleima. In order the bracha should be finished when the bread is still shalim. I mean, he should make sure to finish the bracha on the bread, and only after he's completed the bracha should he start cutting the bread. V'chen kishabotzea mikiko she'ena shleima. The Kitzur says also, if he want, one would cut from a piece of bread which is not shalim, let's say he had a half of a roll, for example, layachtoch legami kodem habracha, and he wants to start cutting a little piece from that, let's say that half roll, he should not cut it completely before the bracha. He shouldn't make a complete cut in that piece. Again, that it should be, he only cuts a little bit to the point that when he holds that smaller piece, the rest of the bread will still be attached to the smaller piece. Kedei shitei b'shas habracha yoser gedola, that you want that the bread should be bigger at the time of the bracha. Meaning not only if a person has a whole loaf, should he keep the loaf to be considered shalim, to be considered intact and whole, but even if he had, let's say, half a loaf, he doesn't want to slice off any piece from that loaf completely, because you want the loaf to be as big as possible before the bracha. Therefore, you cut off a little bit to start the cut on the piece that you're going to cut from eventually, but you leave it basically attached to the point that if you'd hold the smaller piece, it would be attached to the larger piece, so that the entire, let's call it the entire half loaf, is still a bigger than losing that piece that would ultimately be cut off. The Kitzur continues. Ubishabis layachto klal bikikar. On Shabbos, one should not cut the bread at all ad achar abracha, until after the bracha. In order for the bread to be completely shalem, in order for the bread to be completely whole, one should not make this type of a cut he's describing here on Shabbos. The Kitzur notes, Ayin lekaman simen ayin zayin sif yud zayin. If you look in that place that he's referring to, simen ayin zayin sif yud zayin, he says one should make a little nick in the bread for Shabbos. He shouldn't make a bigger cut like he was describing here, but he should still make a little nick in the bread if it makes it easier to cut through the bread for the sake of the hamotzi. The Kitzur continues. The gam b'chol, also by weekday, even though normally one would cut the bread to a certain extent during a weekday like we described, imhi ugadaka, if it's a thin wafer, which is easy to cut, yivarech kodem habetziah, you should make the bracha before he makes any cut. Kevin she'in shihia b'shevira, since there's no lapse of time by breaking it, if it's an easy bread or an easy wafer to break, and it doesn't require any effort or any exertion to break it, he does not need to make a nick in it beforehand. He could just make the bracha on the kikar when it's whole without making any nick, since there's no hefsek, there's no interruption of time by breaking it if it's an easy bread to break. Let's see, halacha dalid, lo yivtza prusa kitana, one should not cut a small piece of bread. Lepnei shenira kitzar ayin, he looks like someone who's stingy if he only cuts a little bit off. V'lo prusa yoser mikabetza, he should not cut a slice bigger than the size of an egg, something larger than the size of a medium-sized egg. Lepnei shenira kiravson, because he looks like someone who's very hungry. He looks like someone who has a tremendous desire to eat. If he cuts a very large piece of bread, something larger than the size of a medium-sized egg, what we call a large egg. The Kitzur continues. V'davka k'sha'ochel levado. That's only if he's eating alone. If he's eating alone, then we have this requirement of cutting a middle-sized piece of bread. Avalim ochel im harbi b'nei adam. However, if he eats with many people, v'tzoch litin min aprusa l'kolechet kezayis, if he has to give each person a kezayis, and there's many people around the table, that he would have to cut the size of a piece the size of a kezayis times the amount of people around the table, which would be a rather large piece of bread. He can cut the bread as much as he needs, however big he needs to cut it to break off a kazayis for each person around the table, he could cut that piece of bread, even though it would be rather large. U'b'Shabbos afilo imocha levato. If it's Shabbos, even when he's eating alone and there's no guests, still mutar levtzak fima shitzarech l'chol asuda. He's allowed to cut a large piece as much as he needs for the whole meal. Mipnei kavod haShabbos, that shows honor for Shabbos if he cuts a large piece. Laharos chaviva su'ud haShabbos, it shows that the meal of Shabbos, su'ud haShabbos, is dear to him. Shechavis le'echol baharbe, that he wants to eat a lot. It's not considered to be inappropriate on Shabbos to cut a large piece because it shows he wants to eat a su'ud haShabbos. Yesh le'echol es ha'pruta shebatza aleha. One should eat the bread that he cut before he eats another from another bread. He should eat from the one he made the bracha on. Because that shows dearness of the mitzvah. It shows he cherishes the mitzvah. Since he made the bracha on this, he should eat the one that he made the bracha on before eating other bread. One should be careful. He should not give it to a Gentile, or to an animal or a bird. He should not take the bread he made the bracha of hamotzi on, that piece that he cut for the sake of the bracha of hamotzi. He should not give it to a Gentile or an animal, because it shows a kavod for the bracha, shows respect for the bracha that he himself or another Jew should eat the bracha the bread that a bracha was made on. Let's see halacha hey. Kodem sheyavarech, before making the bracha, eating shtei yadav al hapas, he should put both hands on the bread with all his fingers. Sheish b'hen yud etzbos, that would be 10 fingers. K'neged yud mitzvos hatzlius b'pas, that corresponds to 10 mitzvos that relate to production of bread. To get to know, list them. Losacharosh b'shor v'achamor, one should not plow with two different breeds like a donkey and an ox. Kelayim, one should be careful not to plant different types of seeds together. Leket is what's given to poor people, whatever food that he's gathering, whatever falls from him, he should not go back and take it, he should leave it for the poor people. Shikha, if he forgot some of his crop in the field, he should leave it for the poor, he should not go back and take it. Peah is a corner of the field that he leaves for the poor. Losachsam, one should not muzzle an animal while it's working in the field. Truma is what's given to the kohen, a certain amount of the initial truma, an initial removal of the crop for the sake of giving to the kohen. That's the first thing he gives to the kohanim from his food. Maiserishon is that a tenth of his food, which he gives to the Levium, to the tribe of Levi, from his crop. Maiser Sheni, a second Maiser, as opposed to the Maiserishon, the first Maiser is given to the Levi. The second Maiser, the second tithe, 10% that he takes, he keeps for himself, and he eats it in Yerushalayim with the halachos of Maaser Sheni, which is eaten in Yerushalayim, brought to Yerushalayim and eaten, or it's redeemed, and the money is spent in Yerushalayim. Challah is, like we're familiar with, a person separates from the dough a piece and he gives that to the kohen, similar to Truma, that at the times that we kept the halachos of Tahara, of purity, it would be given to the kohen and eaten like Truma. So there's 10 mitzvahs related to the making of bread. V'lochein yesh yud tevos, therefore there are 10 words bebirkas hamotzi. In the bracha of hamotzi are 10 words corresponding to these 10 mitzvahs. V'yud tevos and 10 words v'posuk enei kol elecha yisaberu, and the posuk that everybody looks to Hashem for their panasa, their livelihood, that also corresponds to the 10 mitzvahs. V'yud tevos v'posuk eretz chitos, there's 10 words in the posuk of the 7 minim, 7 species Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. It starts Eretz Chita Usa'ara. V'yotevas b'posuk v'yitzan l'cha. There's 10 words in the posuk v'yitzan l'cha that Yitzchak gave the bracha to Yaakov that Hashem should give you a blessing from the heaven and earth. So these all correspond to the 10 mitzvahs related to the making of bread. When he says the name of Hashem, he should pick up the bread a little bit to show respect for the name of Hashem. And on Shabbos, he should pick up both loaves because he's making the bracha on the Lechem Mishnah. V'yivarach b'kavanah, he should make the bracha with the proper intention. V'yidaktik lahotzi heitev esahei shalamotzi. He should be careful to enunciate the hey of the word hamotzi, to say the word hamotzi as opposed to just saying motzi. Say the hey of hamotzi carefully. V'yitin revach tzas, he should give some space between the word lechem and the word min. He shouldn't swallow the mem, because lechem ends with a mem, and the word min starts with a mem. So a person might potentially slur the mem from lechem into min. So a person should enunciate lechem min. After he makes the bracha, he should eat immediately. He also lahafzik bin abrocha letchilas ha'achila, because it's forbidden to make an interruption between the bracha and the start of the eating. Afilu lanias amen, even for answering amen, even if someone else made a bracha that would normally require to say amen afterwards, he should not make it until he himself eats from the bread he made a motzi on. V'yesh le'achol kizayis b'li hafzik. One should eat a kizayis without any interruption. Ideally, one should eat one kizayis the size of an olive, let's call it around the volume of an ounce. He should eat the size of a kizayis, because that way he'll be sure that he can now make the bracha of Birkas HaMazon on the bread that he ate. So he should ideally eat that first kizayis without any interruption. The Kitzur says in Halacha Vav, Mitzvah lahavi ala sholchon melach, it's a mitzvah to bring salt to the table, Kodem Shigivtza, before he cuts open the bread for Hamotzi. V'yidpal prusas Hamotzi b'melach, he should dip the bread of Hamotzi in the salt. L'fi shahashulchan doma l'mizbeach, because the table a person eats on is like the mizbeach. He refers to ayin l'kamantzi memdalad sifdalad. He refers to the halacha later, memdalad sifdalad, that the holiness of the shulchan, the table of a person, is if he brings in guests, if he feeds the poor, that gives a certain holiness to his table. So therefore, a person's table is like the mizbeach. V'achila l'karban, when a person eats, it's in a certain sense similar to eating a karban. V'nemar, it says in the pasuk, al kol karbancha takiv melach. One should bring salt for all his karbanos. He should put salt on his karbanos. Therefore, as a zecher, as a reminder for putting salt on the karban, one should bring salt to his table. Because a person's table is like the mizbeach, one should be careful not to kill a louse or any other insect, because it shows a certain respect not to do something which is somewhat mias, it's somewhat unappetizing or inappropriate, like killing insects by the table. Therefore, a person should have a certain amount of holiness he conducts with his table, to put salt there, not to do anything inappropriate, like killing an insect by the table. Let's see, Allah Chazayin. In Mechalik Prusas Hamotzi Lamasubin, if one is giving out the piece of Hamotzi to those who are around the table, if he's giving it to those who are eating with him around the table, Lo Yizrakon, he should not throw the bread. Because it's forbidden to throw bread. It's a lack of respect to throw bread, and therefore one should not throw the bread that he made hamotzi, or even any bread, even after he made the bracha of hamotzi, one should not throw bread. V'gam lo yitnena l'toch yado, also you shouldn't put it into the hand, directly into the hand of the person that is receiving it. It's brought down in halacha, it's a sign of mourning to put the bread directly into a person's hand. We don't want to show mourning to a person who's not a mourner. It's considered inappropriate to act like a person's in mourning if he's not in mourning. Therefore, a person should not put the bread in the hand of the person who's receiving it. Rather, he should put it in front of him. He shouldn't throw it, because that's disrespectful for bread. He shouldn't put it in his hand, because that's only done for mourners by putting it straight in his hand. Therefore, he just puts it in front of the person who's receiving it, and that person will take it on his own. Let's see halacha ches. This halacha discusses the concept of kedima, giving precedence to one type of a bread over another, and the kitzur will enumerate the types of kedima, precedence of the chashivas, the importance of one type of bread over another. The kitzur starts halacha ches, mitzvah livtsoa ala pas hachashuva yoser. It's a mitzvah to be botzea, to cut the bread, which and to make the bracha of motzi on the bread, which is the most important type of a bread. V'lochein, and therefore, im yesh lefanav chatichas pas upas shlema, if he has in front of him a piece of bread and a whole loaf of bread, v'day to lecho tochasuda mishdayan, he's planning on eating from both of them during the meal. We'll see in halacha yod, if he's only planning on eating one type of a bread, he only makes on that, even though potentially he could make on another one. But in a case where he's planning on eating from both of the breads, and one is whole and one is cut up, ushtehen mimin echad, they're both made from the same type of grain, let's say they're both wheat or both barley. Even though the one which is whole is smaller than the piece of bread, you have an entire loaf which is small, and you have a bigger piece of a cut up from a cut up loaf. So even though the shalim, the complete one, is smaller, also is not as clean as the cut up one. Let's say, for example, The whole loaf was made from a coarser type of a flour, and the cut up loaf was made from a fine flour. Nevertheless, yivtza ala shalema shechashuva yoser. Still, he should be botzei. He should make the bracha hamotzi on the shalema, on the whole loaf shechashuva yoser. That's considered to be more significant. A loaf which is whole is considered to have more chashivas, more importance, and therefore one should make the bracha on that. The kitzur continues, aval im einan mimin echad. However, if they're not from the same type of grain, elash hashlema mimin garua. But the one which is whole is from an inferior type of a grain. The kitzur gives an illustration. Kigon shashlema hi pas kosmin. Let's say, for example, the whole loaf is made from spelt, v'achaticha hi pas chitim, and the piece of bread is made from wheat. Wheat is considered to be significantly more important than spelt, because wheat is mentioned in the pasuk, spelt is not. It says chita and seora in the pasuk, which is wheat and barley, but spelt is not mentioned in the pasuk. Afilu hi kitana, even if the piece of wheat, bread made from wheat, is also smaller, so if it's not a shalem and it's smaller, but it's wheat, mevarech ashal chitim, he makes the bracha on the bread made from wheat, because wheat, as opposed to spelt, for example, is considered to be more chashuv, more important, he would make the bracha on the chitim. Therefore, if one is wheat and one is spelt, even if the wheat bread was cut up, he makes a bracha on the wheat bread, even if it's smaller than the bread from spelt. But if they're both, let's say, made from wheat, or both made from spelt, one is whole, one is cut up, he makes a bracha on the one which is whole, even though it's smaller. The kitzur now continues to give more details to this halacha. V'mashlema hi shal se'orim. Let's say the whole one was made from barley. You have a cut up piece from wheat, and a whole one made from barley. Even though barley is more inferior than wheat, nevertheless, because the barley is mentioned specifically in the pasuk about the species of Eretz Yisrael mentions chita and seora, wheat and barley. So since barley is specifically mentioned in the pasuk, the gam hishlema, together with the fact that it's a whole one, lochen yorei shemayim. Therefore, one who has fear of heaven, one who wants to do the proper thing, yeshlach lo kavod gam lezu shal se'orim, he should give honor, give respect to the one which is made from barley ushlema. If it's whole, he should give honor, equal honor to the one which is made from barley, which is whole, along with the one which is made from wheat, which is not whole. V'ketad osev, what should he do when he has a piece of wheat bread and a whole barley bread? Maniach es hachaticha tachas hashlema. He puts the piece of wheat bread under the whole loaf of barley bread. Ubotzea mishtein yachad. He cuts from both together. So in a case like this, where the wheat bread is cut up, the barley bread is whole, so they're considered to be equal. The wheat, because it's more chashuv, it's more significant, more important than barley. But the barley, because it's mentioned in the pasuk and it's whole, is considered to be equal to the wheat bread. Therefore, you should make the bracha hamotzi on both loaves. Im shteyan shleimos, let's say they were both whole loaves, or shteyan chatuchos, or they're both cut up loaves, or shteyan miminachad, and they're both made from the same type of grain, whether it's wheat, barley, spelt, if they're both whole or cut up, and made from the same type of a grain. Yivarech al hanikia yosir. You should make the bracha on the one which is cleaner. If one is a coarser flour, one is a finer flour, he should make the bracha on the one which is cleaner. So therefore, in a case where you're equal in being shalim or prusa, they're both complete loaves or incomplete loaves, and they're both made from the same type of grain, the next criteria would be the one which is a cleaner flour, the one which is a finer flour. V'imshtein shavas b'nikiyos, let's say they're both equal in being clean, they're both a very fine flour, or even if they're both a very coarse flour, let's say everything else is equal, they're the same type of a grain.